My name's Paul Murphy, and over the last two decades, one thing has constantly intrigued me. How do we get a consistent flow of targeted traffic to generate incredible profits and at the same time set up processes and systems that remove all the stresses and headaches that come with online marketing? Together, we will discover the unknown strategies that exist right now on how to set up powerful marketing systems that allow us to turn our businesses around fast and give us the power to not live life on someone else's terms that we never signed up for in the first place, but have the lives we always dreamed of. Traffic's the question, and this podcast will give you the solutions. Now, on with today's episode. Hey, what is up, guys? How's it going? Yes, I am back, and it's been such a long time since I did my last episode, which was literally a few days ago. But as I said, like, obviously, I will be nipping in from time to time with things that I want to report on. And I've got a couple of announcements and some things that we're doing. We've actually got a launch coming up. And as I was getting prepared for this launch, I actually put out to my audience yesterday something incredible happened. And I thought this is a really good opportunity to come on here and train you and give you an insight into what we're doing. Because a lot of people get this stuff wrong, right? And I want to make sure that you guys are kind of prepared when you go and launch like products or services or anything like that. You're prepared. And obviously you don't waste time on certain things, right? So what I'm going to talk about here, first of all, is we have got something coming up. And the waiting list, by the way, if you're interested in finding out how to make $120,000 per month, part-time, working literally with just two clients per month, right? And this can be like an hour's work or maybe a couple of hours work per client per month. That's it, right? I've actually developed the entire process. It's unique. It's a brand new way of doing things. Have to spend money on any ad account managers, anything like that. It's all integrated and built. So once you set the system up, basically just fills you up with clients. Pretty cool, right? And because this process, like, nobody's ever done it, we developed it, and I've developed it and honed it in. I've actually been showing clients this one-to-one with incredible success results. And I'm basically now going to do an incubator. I'm actually going to take a very small amount of people through the entire process. So if you want to find out about how to do that, the training I'm doing actually is going to be free. You're actually going to get beta access to the very first training with this, which is free. And you'll be able to like basically just swipe my process. So if you want to find out how to do this, go to the show notes and join the waiting list. And this will be coming in April. So at the moment, we basically launched this yesterday to my audience. And I created this waiting list literally yesterday. I literally created it yesterday morning. I put it out to my audience. And within 3 hours, we had over 500 people join the waiting list, right? And then it kind of reminded me of like why we create a waiting list and why we do things in a certain way. So I thought I'd actually kind of give you the behind the scenes on why I've done it that way and why I do things a certain way. So first of all, if you've got something you want to launch, just say, for instance, you want to go and you want to go and create a course, right? And there's lots of like courses out there, lots of trainers out there that will show you how to create a course, right? And then obviously create all the marketing around that. So you might create a webinar, you might create all sorts of ads and all sorts of different things, right? Now, obviously, if you go and create that course, first of all, you might not be able to sell that thing because there might not be a market for it. And that would be a lot of work wasted if you come to that situation. So what I totally recommend doing, and this is something that I'm going to be training, like this is kind of a nugget from what I'm going to be training, right? So what I recommend doing is pre-qualifying what it is you're going to sell first, because that is your proof of concept, right? If you've never shown anyone this, you don't have any testimonials, so you need to prove it works first. Right. So whatever it is that you've got, like, and you only, it doesn't matter what it is, you know, like if you've got something, you're probably only one or two steps ahead of someone. But if you have some results with that, then that's going to be how you're going to show someone. So it's called proof of concept. Right. So whatever it is you've done, you're going to go, right, here's what I've done. Here's the results I did. Right. And to give you an example of this, first of all, like this program I've got coming out, I basically have been working ones with my clients. I've already got testimonials, but I've also done it for myself, right? I've done it for myself. I've done it with my clients. So I've got the proof of concept. And also, a couple of years ago, I launched a program called Launch Hacking Secrets, which was basically showing people how to basically choose affiliate products and promote them when they launch and clean up, right? And my proof of concept with that, before I launched that, was that I had got in the leaderboards for every product that I'd promote. Every launch that I'd done, I got in the leaderboards. And in fact, just before that, I noticed that there was a product launching called Groove, and I basically promoted it. I became number one of their first, like, top overnight affiliate, and then I was kind of in the top five going forward after that. So because of that, obviously, I proved the concept, and that was kind of my case study I used for that to launch it, right? So obviously proof of concept is number one. So I'd write that down, like, it, whatever it is that you're launching to the world, you've got to have done it, right? You can't obviously go and learn something and then just go and show someone. You have to have some proof. Now, you don't have to have a testimonial. That's a myth, especially if you're just going to be showing one or two people to get a testimonial, right? You don't need a testimonial. You just need to show someone that you know what you're doing, right? That's the first thing. Second thing as well is I would recommend, whatever you do, do not create a course. Do not go and write out a course, because, one, you're not actually sure that that course is going to get results. Just because you know how to do it doesn't mean you know how to put that into a training strategy, right? So what I recommend doing, and again, this saves you so much time and it's really, really easy, is you can do one of two things, and I'll talk through both processes. The first thing is you can basically just put it out to people and say, look, this is the fee, right? Pay me. And I'll take a small group, and then basically it's going to be a lot, you know, it's going to cost a lot more later on, right? By doing that, people are going to get, obviously, one-to-one, like, closer access with you at a reduced cost, right? And what you want to do with that as well, because you've proved it to yourself, just because you've done that, you've not really proved it to anybody else at this stage, I would recommend, this is not essential, but I would recommend giving a no-holds-barred money-back guarantee. Right? Because obviously you want to entice people to show people. You want, obviously, I would put in it like a thing there, like, where you're going to get a testimonial from them, because obviously if you're doing it much cheaper, they're getting that one-to-one and you're going to get results. You want that testimonial. So basically, you want to basically do it cheaper. You want to charge up front, right? Charge up front. Proof of concept first, sorry. Charge up front. Do it cheaper. Then you are going to do it later, do a smaller group, give a money back guarantee, right? You might want to rewind that and write those down, right? I'll say it again, actually. Basically, proof of concept to yourself, right? Then you want to basically put it out to an audience at a reduced price, right? Then you want to basically make sure that it's got a money back guarantee and you're doing a smaller group and they're getting closer access with you. And by doing that, you'll get people that will raise their hand, and they're going to be raising their hand with their wallet, right? And what I actually did with that Launch Hacking Secrets group is I ended up charging $2,000, I think, for that course eventually. We have put the price down again recently because we've actually now included it in our gold membership. It's kind of like one of the gems. Like, everybody loves that course, right? Because this is the process I use every time to get in the leaderboard, so people love it. So we've included it as part of our gold membership, as part of like one of the success routes, because it's like a 4-week mastermind. So we include it in there. But and then people absolutely love it. But when I actually launched that, all I said to my audience was, look, it's going to cost you a certain amount. I think it was like $500. And obviously the price is going to be, you know, a lot more. It's going to be a small group. And also there's only 30 places. And that's all the amount of places I had. Now, I was actually on holiday skiing. Well, I was supposed to be going skiing, but that was just at the start of COVID, which was March 2020, right? And because of that, they shut the whole resort. And I was basically left like in a ski resort without being able to ski, which was kind of weird. So I was just walking around in the mountains and I was thinking, you know, like, oh, okay, now is the time to kind of, you know, put this out, right? So I put it out to everyone. And while I was on holiday, I said, look, I've got 30 spaces. That's it, right? Now, obviously, if only three people had raised their hand, I could have just refunded that and I would never have had to do anything else. Right? You see the power of that. Like, I basically was getting people to sort of vote with their wallets, right? They were saying, yes, okay, I'll do that. Now, as a result, actually, when I put it out, we filled up literally 30 places within 24 hours. And in fact, in the next 24 hours, I had to politely decline people because I promised it was only going to be 30 places. And there was about 50 odd people or so that wanted to join. And everyone was like, can't you just let me in? Can't you just let me in? Begging me, right? It's kind of weird, right? I've never really had that before. And I didn't have a landing page. I didn't have an opt-in form or anything like that. I literally just gave people my PayPal email address and just said, pay me to my PayPal, right? So it's all done on a kind of like on a whim. And I filled the thing up, like literally oversubscribed. And, if I'd have said 50, I could have done it, right? But because obviously I wanted everybody in there to get results and give me a testimonial, which they all did, then obviously that was how that worked. And because of that, we took 30 people. And of course, because it was brand new and I'd never actually shown this process before, I gave 100% money back guarantee for anybody who didn't feel like they got a ton of value out of it. And there was actually one out of the 30 that got a refund. And I was completely happy for that because I was like, well, okay, he didn't feel like it was what he needed. And fair enough, because I'd never shown it to anyone before. So because of that, I gave him a refund. And then that obviously became an evergreen product. We sold it for a lot more. And that actual product in itself, that ended up doing over $1 million. And I actually trained that live. I actually, over the next 4 weeks, trained it. Like I put together the training each week and trained it live. And I kind of just went all in training them. And it was so much fun. It was one of the best things I ever did. It was so much fun. It was really cool. So that's the first way, is to get people to vote with their wallet. Now, the other way to do it, and this is what a lot of people do, this is kind of like more of a common standard within the industry, is to say to people, look, here, you just put up a landing page, right, and you just collect an email, and you make it a coming soon page, right, or it's just literally coming soon, you just tell them what it is, collect an email, and then they land on a thank you page, says, thank you, I'll let you know when it's available. Now, by doing that, obviously, you don't need to create all the content or anything. Now, obviously, they're not voting with their wallets, but they're letting you know that they are interested in that service, right? And obviously, if you're putting that out to your audience or to the wider audience and people are not really showing that much interest, then it's probably a good sign that it's not something you want to create. You might want to create something else. So, and it's a very easy thing to do, right? Like you literally, if you're interested, all you do is give me an email address, right? And people do, they're like, okay, yep, they're either in or they're out. So here's a little ninja trick I want to give you, because this is something that is working really well for me. And I've done this a couple of times. So first of all, the first thing you can do is, if you've got a Facebook group, I'm not very good on Facebook groups, right? In fact, I'm rubbish on Facebook groups. Having said that, when I've done this strategy, my posts have blown up, completely blown up, right? And it's quite hard to get a post to blow up on Facebook, right? Especially if you've got a relatively small group. I think we've got just under 5,000 members in our Facebook group. And obviously when I put stuff on Facebook, Facebook pushes it out to 10% of my audience every time. But when I do this strategy, it seems to really go out to my audience and really work. So obviously, what I'll do is I'll put a post and I'll make it quite short, sharp, to the point, and I'll give it a good hook, right? So I'll say something like, here's something exciting. Let me know if you're in, right? And then I'll say, post below if you're in, and I'll give you the link, right? And that's the key element here, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to make that post get some engagement on it. And by saying to people, post below and let me know, they're going to post and you're going to reply, right? Now, you can get like bots and things like that to do it all automated for you. I've just been doing it myself, right? Because obviously I can sit there and do that check in every hour and just reply, right? And what that means is that it's getting one engagement, two engagement, and also I'm going to heart their comment, because obviously it's polite, obviously, for me to like or heart their comments. So I'm hearting the comments for everyone who says they're in, right? So what happens is initially, there's another thing you can do as well. You can put an at followers or an at members. At members. I can't remember. It comes up when you do it. Basically, you can do like the at thing, which basically pushes it out to the group. Now, the problem is that will give them a notification saying, Paul Murphy has tagged you in this post, or has mentioned you in this post. So you only ever want to do that around about maximum of once per week in any group. And I make a rule now that if I'm going to do it, I do it once per week, because people will leave your group or people will stop following you because it just annoys them, right? So, and again, if you do, and I found as well, Facebook notices, if you do it a lot, it doesn't push it out anyway. So if you do it about once a week, it works. In fact, I hadn't done one for quite a few weeks. So I put that out. So if you've got a Facebook page, it's at followers. If you've got a Facebook group, it's at, I think it's at members or at, I think it must be at members, right? Without looking at it now. So, and then you, when you do that, basically it'll give them a notification. And then when people start engaging, that's when it, the magic happens, right? It's like somebody says, I'm in, you then comment, you then heart. Suddenly it's now being shown to a much more people in the group, right? And when I actually look at the stats on my thing, I think we've had 250 comments in the last 24 hours on that one post, right? And I actually did this strategy as well with a launch of Secrets of Success that I did a while back, and it worked really well. So if you don't pick up anything else off this entire podcast, honestly, for somebody who really doesn't know Facebook, that is real ninja, right? And it works really well. And we've got a ton of opt-ins on the back of that, right? So hook, and also, and a buy-in with a link. And the link is obviously what you're going to drop in. So, and of course, you can't drop it in the post anyway in Facebook because Facebook won't push it out. So you have to drop it in the comments anyway, but you might as well drop it in the comment to everybody who comments. It's real, real cool trick, and it works really well. So that's, yeah, my free gift to you from somebody who really doesn't know Facebook, but that really works really well. And if that's the only thing you do, it's really cool. In fact, I'm meeting up with a friend tomorrow to implement this strategy for his podcast because it's worked so well for me a couple of times. I know it'll work for him, and he's really trying to grow his podcast and his MIFGI at the moment. So I'm helping him with that. So we're gonna meet up at the gym tomorrow, and we're gonna go through it, right? So that's the second strategy. It's basically creating a page, and then what you can do is you can obviously start to train people or you can go and then create the course and then give them a course. But I don't recommend doing that either. What I recommend doing is taking people through an incubator and then finding out while you're working with them what they want, what they need, and putting that in there. When you do it that way, you're going to create something that people are going to rave about, right? My ATS Academy was built that way. I was working one-to-one with clients, you know, like incubating the process and putting it together based on what they needed, and then it completely blew up. Right. And most people don't do this when they do courses, and they wonder why they don't blow up. Right. So if you wanted to basically do this, you take an incubator or you work one to one with a few people, and then that goes into the course. And that's the way you get a course to blow up. But most people want to cut that process out, but you can't. Right. Because at the end of the day, your course is going to not go anywhere and people are not going to rave about it or, you know, love what you do if you don't actually, if you miss that process out, and it's just not going to work. Right. So, and also you get the testimonials from the incubator anyway, and those are the things that help you sell like crazy, right? So that's the second way. So you've got the first way is like obviously voting with their wallet. Second way is voting with their email address. And either way, you'll gauge that response that you get from people. Like at the end of the day, that hook on Facebook would not have worked if people weren't interested, right? If my audience was not interested in this, and my audience, to be honest, are not all coaches and consultants. A lot of them are affiliate marketers. So there's only going to be a subsection of people. But even still, obviously, they are marketers and people. There is going to be a section of people. And just putting it out to my audience wouldn't have necessarily given me the data I needed. It might not have worked. And then I would have had to have like tried some ads and things like that, or tried some YouTube videos for that audience to see whether that, you know, it was a viable thing. But as it just so happens, we had 500 in the first 3 hours. We've had nearly 1,000. I think it was like 898 or something when I last looked a couple of hours ago. So I'm sure we've had nearly 1,000 now. So pretty cool, right? So hopefully that's good advice. Hopefully that's going to help you, like when you go to launch something. And there's some nuggets there as well, what we're going to be actually covering inside this incubator. And I'm going to be like giving you the process and obviously like walking you, like literally holding you by the hand with this process, making sure that you implement exactly the way I've done it, and then you'll be able to go and get the same results. So if you want to do that, like I say, there's only going to be a small amount of people. We're already oversubscribed, but make sure you get on that email list. if you want to get beta access to the training, and it's basically in the show notes. I don't know the link off the top of my head, but just go to the show notes, you click it, and it's literally just a landing page. You give us your email, and then I will be notifying everybody in a few weeks' time, because we're just putting together everything that we need to launch this and get this going. So yeah, that's it for this episode. I'll be nipping back in throughout the year, I'm sure. And as we launch this product, there may be more episodes that I want to actually jump in with anyway. So I'll obviously come back in. If you are tired of paying for ads that do not deliver and you need to reach a super targeted audience, driving them direct to your products and services with free, targeted, evergreen traffic on Google and YouTube, then our Gold membership is designed specifically to help you get results fast by claiming your first free Google ads. Now, the great thing is that your first 2 weeks are completely free. To get started, head over to iservefirst.com. That's iservefirst.com. Links in the show notes. And you'll be able to start driving 100% free targeted traffic to your business today.